T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now is Senator Martha McSally. She served for 26 years in the United States Air Force, flying A-10 tank busters. Okay, nobody's messing with this lady. Retiring in 2010 as a full bird colonel. She is the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat and the first to command a combat fighter squadron in United States history. From the state of Arizona, Senator McSally, thank you for joining us this evening.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, John.
Senator, you recently equated your fight versus the coronavirus, our fight rather, versus the coronavirus, to an A-10 mission you flew over Afghanistan back in 2010, saying essentially we shouldn't be acting out of fear, but rather learning how to confront fear and then moving forward in spite of it. You're absolutely right about that. Can you elaborate?
Absolutely. I share this story of this combat mission in a canyon in south of Afghanistan in my book called Dare to Fly, and you can go to daretofly.us. And what I shared is I have a whole chapter talking about do things afraid. For those of us who served in combat, we weren't born with courage. I had to learn like an athlete over time with different choices I made to confront fear, to learn how to do things afraid in the midst of the fear. And that built my strength and courage to be able to go on and, you know, fly in combat and command men and women in combat and other things. And so we've got people right now who are going to serve in hospitals and nurses and doctors and others, you know, going to work. And we've learned a lot about this invisible enemy, and we can safely protect the vulnerable. We can ensure that the elderly, the greatest generation, those in nursing homes and assisted living and in hospitals, that they are protected. While we learn from each other and allow people to put food on the table for their families and have the courage to not be paralyzed by fear. So I share these stories in my book through putting you in the cockpit of an A-10 Warthog, but we can all relate to being paralyzed by fear and how you can overcome that.
You're absolutely right, Senator, and I love the analogy. The left today seems to almost want the country to be paralyzed by our fears, and I think it's so they can continue to control us. Are you seeing that in Washington, D.C. as well? Is that obviously, I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants. Are you seeing that in the Senate? Is that what Schumer and his allies want as well?
Yeah, well, I'm really concerned about how this has unfolded. I would say in the early days of the virus, this unprecedented challenge, we didn't know a lot about it because of China's cover-up and lying. And as we were learning about it, we did have much unity to try and get support out there to small businesses and families and those on the front lines in order to ensure our healthcare capacity wasn't overwhelmed. But very quickly, we saw Pelosi and Schumer start to politicize it. They delayed the CARES Act passing. They delayed adding money to the PPP program. You know, they're not responsible for much, right? They're not out there with lives livelihoods at risk. And they're just showing that they're interested in gaining power. And I think it's it's disgusting, to be honest with you, that that they're looking at this crisis that should be unifying America to get through this together and bring out the best in us, to see how they can use it for their own power. I'll tell you, I think Americans are not buying it. They don't want the government controlling them. They don't want the socialist agenda from the left. And we're unfortunately seeing some of that play out in the midst of this crisis.
Voices like yours are going to be essential for, I think, our country. I know you have a very tight reelection on your hands. It seems Chuck Schumer and frankly, the Democrats and their allies in the media seems to have set their sights on you. Well, case in point.
There are a number of Republican senators who feel under the gun. They are up in tough reelection matches. And you can see some of that frustration, shall we call it, bubbling up in an interview, not an interview, Manu Raju in the halls of the Capitol today asked Senator Martha McSally if she was going to be willing to vote for witnesses. And she responded in a way that I was stunned by. Let's take a listen.
Does Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
You're
not going to comment about this?
Oh, my God.
He said he was just asking the question of the day. McSally just calls Manu Raju, respected widely on Capitol Hill by Democrats and Republicans, calls him a nasty name.
We've had experiences, all of us, walking through Capitol Hill asking senators and members of Congress questions they don't want to answer. And it is a very incredibly telling moment. And not just, as you said, that she's called him a liberal hack, but that she's using it, you know, as a campaign strategy.
So, Senator, they don't seem to care for independent women who they can't control, do they?
No, they don't. Well, you know, we have a little phrase as fighter pilots, you know you're over the target when you're getting flak. they know that the Senate majority goes through Arizona, and that's why I've had now, I think, seven different groups, I've lost count, you know, pummeling me with millions of dollars of lying attack ads. Look, I've been in combat. I've stared down real enemies. I've put my life on the line for our freedoms and our way of life. This is my next assignment in civilian clothes, the same oath of office. I'm here to serve and make a difference and fight for our freedoms. And Chuck Schumer is going to have to pry that Senate majority out of my cold, dead hands.
Oh, I love that reference. You mentioned the new book, Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up. It's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. The book really takes you into the cockpit, doesn't it? I've read some of the experts. It's amazing.
Well, yes, you can also go to daretofly.us. We have a website. You can go to different links to get the book, but also share your stories. And I bring the reader into the cockpit of the mighty A-10 Warthog on combat missions, on my first takeoff. But I share very practical lessons, although many of your listeners probably are not going to fly fighters or haven't. They can all relate to fear. They can all relate to finding their own faith and thriving through the darkness and dealing with challenges and overcoming obstacles and persevering. So I have very practical lessons there with hopefully compelling stories of my own experiences that will encourage and inspire the reader to soar above the clouds in their own lives.
Well, Senator, thank you again for joining us this evening. Thank you as well for your service. You're right. Republicans absolutely have to hold on to our U.S. Senate majority. And I think you're right. Arizona, Kansas, two of the key seats that we're going to have to hold on to. It's going to start with states like yours. If folks want to donate, they can go to McSallyForSenate.com and they can find you on Twitter at Martha McSally, correct?
Yeah, it's McSallyForSenate.com. Thank you. If they want to be my wingman in this fight, to stand up for freedom, to protect our way of life, and to stop what the left is peddling. McSallyForSenate.com, and you can join as a wingman. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We appreciate you joining us this evening. Carry on the fight. Go get them, please.
All right, thanks. Go to daretofly.us as well. God bless you.
Folks, did you know you can go back and listen to press conferences, interviews from this show and others like Steve and Ted that you may have missed from this station? Radio.com Rewind lets you go back and listen to the important information that you may have missed. Use Radio.com Rewind while you're listening to us exclusively on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Coming up after the break, we'll be joined by Sedgwick County Republican Party Chairman Dalton Glasscock to talk about some key legislative races we are absolutely going to want to pay attention to. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.